As more and more young people turn to agriculture, they're looking back in time at farming methods from long ago, turning away from so-called modern farming methods in favor of well-tested methods that have been neglected down through the years. Seth Robb, farm manager of Mahele Farm in Hana, a community farm in East Maui, is certified in Korean natural farming. He's teaching a workshop in Hana this weekend, and he's on the line from his farm. Good morning, Seth.
Good morning, Chris.
You know, it's I'm seeing a youth movement in agriculture. Is that an accurate perception?
Oh, absolutely. There's definitely a lot of young people these days that are looking at the big picture and seeing the trends in how we're degrading our environment and producing food that's not healthy and doing it unsustainably, and people are looking to the past in many different angles to try to learn ways to grow food sustainably.
You know, you might think, if you didn't know better, you might think that young people would be all about the latest technology and how it applies to farming and, you know, the latest methods rather than ancient methods. It seems counterintuitive to me. How do you explain that?
Well, I can't say exactly why there is this movement, but I think in general, young people are very literate technologically.
Yeah.
Just naturally growing up with it.
Sure.
But I think the movement towards sustainable agriculture and natural farming and these traditional methods is something beyond a trend. I think it's something that people are inherently discovering about humanity, that we really need to get back on track in terms of working with nature rather than against it.
So it isn't necessarily inconsistent with youth and the embrace of technology in a number of ways.
Yeah, no. In a lot of cases, there's a union of modern technology and traditional farming methods that people are finding. You can look on social media and find a lot of people that are really stoked on traditional farming, for instance.
And that sort of implies to me, Seth, that a lot of perfectly good methods have been abandoned over the years. Is that true?
Absolutely. Yeah, what has mainly been abandoned are methods that require human power, methods that require time, and methods that require a lot of diversity in the environment. Mm-hmm. These are all things that are counter a monoculture type of farming, mm-hmm, with big machines, large scale, and it makes all those things a little bit more difficult when you have to pay attention to the environment, see what bugs are showing up, see what your crop is deficient in, maybe harvesting different things at different times. These are all inefficiencies that have been, basically thrown out of the system in favor of large scale. But then you have bigger problems with pests and disease and, soil erosion.
Mm-hmm. Yet it strikes me that single crop agriculture, I keep hearing that it depletes the land, and the method seems to have been in years past to replenish replenish the land with artificial means in order to keep pumping out a high output of whatever crop it is you're trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
Is that kind of what used to be done, and that's the thing that you folks are moving away from?
Yeah, and it's definitely still done on the large part. It's easy. It's easy to buy a bag of fertilizer and buy a pesticide and put it in the ground and spray it. But in the long term, it's not sustainable. And that's one of the things that lots of people, not just young people, are realizing in a broader perspective.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a different thing to be on the ground as a farmer and to have to transition from growing a monocrop to doing things diversely and organically. And that's something we do need to realize, those of us who are part of this movement, is that we need to be supportive of farmers who are making an effort to go in that direction and not just, you know, shaming them.
Because they might be dealing with depleted land that has to be replenished in one way or the other, right?
Absolutely, yeah. They're on the ground dealing with the reality of the situation.
Mm-hmm. Why Korean natural farming? And that's you're certified in that particular study. What is it about the Korean methods that makes them so valuable?
Well, you know, I'm a student of many many farming philosophies.
Mm-hmm.
Korean natural farming is one that showed up. Master Cho Hankyu, who is the founder of Korean natural farming, he gave a 5-day workshop in Hilo back in 2010.
Mm-hmm.
And I read something about it, something about one of the preparations in it, and it reminded me of something that I learned when I was an agriculture student studying abroad in Costa Rica.
Mm-hmm.
There was this method that the coffee farming family that I lived with had for controlling a fungus on their coffee, and it was really similar to a preparation that was in that Master Cho taught, and that immediately sparked my interest. I went and attended the workshop, and from then on, I was hooked.
What's a sort of a capsule description of the method? Now, obviously, using organic materials to deal with you know, the issues you face, but how would you kind of describe it?
So fundamentally, Korean natural farming is a method of farming, definitely not the only one, but it's a method of farming where you're working in harmony with nature. This includes how you feed the plants, how you feed the soil, and then also the overall system of the farm, and how you rotate your crops, how you treat your animals, how you treat the plants. It's all about working with nature. What some of the methods that it uses to do this are traditional oriental methods of fermentations and extracts. Now, this is something that to me was really fascinating because Korea, China, Japan, you know, the East as a whole has this rich, long history of being able to do these masterful things with fermentation and extraction of different compounds for different uses, whether it's medicine or whatnot.
But you're definitely staying away from the lab to
yes.
and chemicals.
Yes, these are all methods that can be done at home, in your garage, in your kitchen, with common household ingredients.
That should be encouraging to a great many people. Seth, thanks for taking the time, and good luck with the workshop you're doing this weekend. Thank you.
My pleasure, Chris. Thanks for having me.
Sure. Seth Robb is the farm manager of Mahele Farm in Hana, a community farm in East Maui. He's certified in Korean natural farming, and he's one of the instructors for a 2-day Korean natural farming workshop this Saturday and Sunday at Kahanu Garden in Hana, Maui.